Mission Debrief. We've played every mission of the mainline Halo video game series, and now we're playing every mission from the rest of the games of the franchise in chronological order. Each episode, we'll be discussing our experiences and sprinkling in a little lore along the way. If you'd like to play along and have your thoughts read on the show, email us at podcastevolved@gmail.com or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. We'll be playing the Anders Signal mission from Halo Wars on the next episode. If you like what you hear and want to support the show, visit Podcast Evolved on Patreon. This episode, we're debriefing the Scarab mission from Halo Wars. I'm your host, Colin Perkins, alongside David Arnold.
Hello, everybody.
And Krista Brown.
Aw, hey, look, the Scarab is broken.
It's broken. Mm. It's pretty mean still, though.
I know, he's a very angry boy.
quick correction before we dive into the mission. My mess up, if you listen to the last episode, which was Dome of Light, the high score, Krista didn't break the game.
I didn't break the game!
I got the high score wrong. I wrote it down. I must have copied it from my notes wrong from the previous mission. So the high score is not 56,000, it's 66,400, which means Krista was near perfect.
Oh, I'm working towards that perfect score. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Yep. So apologies, that was on my end, but we'll still do the scores and we'll still do the standings, and we have some more fun stuff ahead for you guys, so we'll keep that rolling. Let's just recap what we did in Dome of Light. The Covenant built themselves a bubble near an abandoned Oni base in the jungle of Arcadia, and Captain Cutter needed to find out what they were up to. Professor Anders believed they could punch a hole in the energy shield using a team of experimental plasma-based vehicles named Rhinos. With the help of Sergeant Forge and Red Team, Anders positioned 5 of the artillery units around the exterior of the base and busted a hole in the Covenant's plans. The Spirit of Fire's Mac Cannon took care of the rest. Now that we're inside the bubble in the Scarab mission, we're in near the dig site, so Sergeant Forge must deal with a Type 29 ultra-heavy site excavator, a.k.a. a Super Scarab. Exactly. The stationary beast will wreck everything in the path of its oscillating focus cannon, preventing both advancement and retreat. Meanwhile, the Prophet of Regret is desperate to gain the upper hand on the human race and conspires with the Arbiter to abduct Professor Anders. The date of the game, we're still in February. We didn't get an exact date here, but we're in February of 2531. Let's discuss this opening cutscene. David, it's a good one, I think.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it opens real nice. We know what it is, but in terms of, like, canonically, we don't, or like, in terms of the timeline, we don't know exactly where they are, right? They're in a place. You see, yep. It's very forerunnery. The Prophet is talking to the Arbiter. He's walking down like a long kind of corridor. It's like it's open air.
Prophet is floating.
He's floating. They don't do no walkies no more.
It's too much work.
You see like the honor guard all the way along the walkway, so it's kind of cool. You can see he's well protected, and they're pretty much discussing. Well, the Arbiter is pretty much given reign of, say, speak your mind. He's like, I don't like what I'm doing here. I'm running around these empty temples. What am I looking for? We should be fighting the humans. Mm-hmm. And the Prophet makes an interesting remark that we'll need way more machines than we can currently muster, which seems ridiculous given the size of the Covenant.
Right.
That in order to wipe out humanity. So they're really upping the importance of humanity in terms of their goal to wipe them out. And mm-hmm. they're like, they don't think that they have enough ships to do that, which is very interesting, especially because right now I'm reading Halo Reach.
Yeah.
I was like, they're doing a pretty damn fine job of wiping out humanity in the book. So, like, and that's years later after this. Yeah. But it makes it interesting to see that they're what they're after are forerunner machines essentially mm-hmm. to help them wipe out humanity. And he reaches the end of the kind of walkway, and it has the circular kind of control pad with all the symbols on it that Anders touched from the previous mission. Can't remember which one was one of the early ones, and when we're still on Harvest, and he realized that, oh, the human scientist had an ability to activate this, even if we don't have the code. So mm-hmm. he sends the Arbiter to go and capture her and bring her back alive. That's essentially it. It's cool. It's a nice little intro.
Yeah.
Sets the stakes real nice. You kind of see the story of the actual game start to unfold a little bit, which is kind of cool.
The other cool thing is that it's the same voice actor for Regret.
Yeah.
Throughout.
Oh, I know.
So it's not as... like Regret said much.
Well, sure, but it, is, dying it noises. Is the same guy, which I think is cool. And then we get our gameplay cutscene. So now we cut back to Arcadia.
I'm going to air a grievance real quick. Yeah, yeah. When you're playing these missions a couple times in a row and you cannot skip these stupid
yes.
in-game cutscenes, I just am always beside myself having to watch these over and over and over. Yeah. Like, the first time is fine because you're looking at it, you're taking it in, you're like, okay, this is what happened, so we can talk about it on the show. After that, I'm like, can I please just play? Because, I mean, the moment gameplay starts, you want to get going, you know? You want to get going and you're revving up and ready to go. It's just
You're going against the clock.
Can I give you a pro tip there, Krista?
Sure.
Save the game right after this opening in-game cutscene.
Oh, and then just reload it?
Yep.
Oh, that's a great idea. I've just been going to the end menu and hitting restart.
Okay, I just taught Krista something in Halo Wars. I feel good about that. I'm good. We're done.
There's a first time for everything.
Exactly.
Stop giving her advantages to getting better scores, okay? We need to let her suffer through these cutscenes so she gives up and doesn't play them 5 million times.
So I'm not playing them 5 million times. That's against the rules.
That's right. We have new rules. 3 max, or until you beat the mission. The opening cutscene is kind of lengthy because you have to watch these rhinos go out and just, you know, sacrifice themselves. Exactly. And then you see the super scarab kind of waving its head back and forth, and you realize that these ruins that you're hiding behind, you're building your base, are not going to last for very long, and that you need to go take that thing out. And that's really the whole premise of the whole mission. There's a little bit of dialogue that pops in throughout, but the whole point of this mission and the whole lore aspect of this mission is to just blow that thing up.
It's so good. I love this. I like this mission in concept, but when you're playing it over and over and trying to get a high score, it gets a little bit frustrating.
Yeah. Yep, totally. The mission. So let's do the mission overview. The objective, the official objective, is to destroy the Super Scarab.
Oh, okay.
As I said earlier.
That sounds easy.
That is the one objective. The optional objectives are to destroy all the power nodes, and those power nodes are scattered throughout the map, and those slow down the oscillation of the scarab, so he will look your way a little bit slower. And then the second optional objective is to kill 10 locusts, and I feel like that's pretty natural, especially if you're going to go destroy all the power nodes, if for whatever reason you're going
to
skip that.
And they come to your base, too, all the time.
They do, yeah. And if you've upgraded your base and turrets and stuff like that, you'll take care of those pretty naturally. The part time is 12 minutes to 24 minutes, which is pretty quick. I feel like you need to it's very doable. I don't think I got a part time, but I got close. I got like around 14 or 15 when I was playing. Scoring goals. All right, so 32,000 is gold, which seems low compared to the other missions that we've been playing.
So it's not easy to get to 32,000. Like, you kind of have to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just asked David, right? Silver is 20,000 to 31,000. Bronze is 12,000 to 19. And then tin is 0 to 12. Theoretical best score is 56,000. My score, I got 34,650. David, did you do it?
No, it's a stupid mission. I got 23,000, I think 200 and something. And he was there.
Oh no!
Yeah, David's happy to lose. He's just like, whatever.
Stupid game, stupid mission.
All right, Krista, did you beat me?
The 37,800.
Oh, dang it. Did you get it on the first try?
No, it was definitely my third try.
Okay.
I got silver my first and my second try, and I was like so sad. I'm like, oh no, what am I doing? I looked at my scores, and I saw that my combat score modifier was really low. I'm like, okay, how do I get that higher? And so I did some extra research and figured out exactly how the combat score works. And what I was doing in the first two is I was making the mistake of making warthogs, which die super quickly.
Sure.
Damn, that was my idea.
Yeah, and so I was losing a lot of units, which was really impacting my score. Like,
yep.
the moment I switched over to Scorpions and was really trying to take care of them, my score went up like 15,000 points. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. If you would actually pay attention to me during the show,
I would have. I know. I wish I did. So the combat scores would have been even crazier, but
again, yeah, you know, I'm just giving you shit. We covered this at the very beginning of the season. The combat score is more or less the difference of how many enemies you've killed versus how many you've lost or how many units you've lost. And so sending your boys to die does not bode well for your overall score.
I don't think I realized exactly how much it impacted. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I guess like ratios and stuff like that. Interesting. All right, let's go. But it really, really impacts your score. I've always been very like focused on the time and not as much the units. So yep. I think it's just a balance between those two, which is what I figured out in this one.
Yeah. And a little bit of that, I guess I was probably more aware of it because I had been playing on a heroic and seeing like, and just my units are a little bit more, I don't know, they're more special dying. Or whatever. Like I needed to save my units because it was a harder difficulty. So, I needed to make sure I protected them a little bit more than just kind of chuck them at the Covenant and build more. All right, so let's do... So Krista won, so Krista will go last. David will go first, I'll go second, and Eric will walk through. We'll, you know, we'll chime in along the way. But let's do Toy Box time. What do we got, Krista?
This mission gives you a lot of shit starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gives you, what, like 6,000 rec points to play with? It gives you 6,000 supply to play with. It gives like instantly a double reactor.
Yep.
And a fully upgraded fire base. It's like,
three reactors.
Oh yeah, three reactors. It was like, all right, let's play. I mean, okay, we'll go. So of course, regular fire base. So you get supply pads, reactors, turrets, and warthogs. And the stuff, the thing has turrets on it too.
Turrets too.
There's like
a million
supplies lying around all over the place too. When you first spawn in, it's great.
It loads you up.
You can build the barracks with marines and flamethrowers. I wouldn't. You automatically get a vehicle depot, which is scorpions, cobras, and wolverines, and you can get a field armory for reserves, reinforcement, turret upgrades, and adrenaline. So very good standard. We don't get air pads. Sad face.
Sad.
But it works. Mm-hmm. We got it. We have our Spirit of Fire ability, heal and repair, and a Mac Blast. Ooh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Came in handy.
Yeah, it did. And then, of course, we have our Covenant Ground units. We have the Elites, Grunts, Jackals, Hunters. Pretty normal. Shade Turrets and Towers. Seen them. Spirit Drop Ships. Love them. we have Ground Vehicles, Ghosts, and a lot of Locusts. Yep. And we have some Banshees that kind of come in at the end when you're kind of killing the Scarab. Mm-hmm. And we have those Power Nodes, which we'll explain when we're going through the mission.
Yep.
But that's about it. Pretty cut and dry. And of course, we have the Scarab that just will murder you, make you very sad and unhappy because your units will walk right into its line of sight and won't move. And you're like, that's not what I wanted you to do. But then they're all dead. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. we haven't had a mission where we have had everything, right? And I haven't played far enough ahead to know or remember if we do ever get everything to build. Probably made the last mission. We'll finally get everything.
Yeah, last mission or so.
But it's interesting how the designers of these missions have, you know, pulled back certain vehicles or certain abilities so that we need to either learn new things or lean on different techniques and tactics and whatnot. It's interesting, but it's also frustrating because, like, I just wanted Hornets in this mission.
Yeah.
Know? Although they probably would have
made
gotten
things
melted.
Way too easy, though.
They could have gotten melted by that. I guess you could fly them back and forth pretty fast. Yeah, so it would have been too easy.
This is the mission where you realize that the vehicle pathing in this game really sucks.
Yeah, right.
They path in weird ways, and you'll terrible. Like send them to go somewhere, and they will just go in a completely different route that you want them to. And so it's like you almost have to like make a trail of candy for them to follow, like just slowly.
Yeah, there's a level of
them.
Micromanagement here that's really annoying. You have to do with vehicles.
Yeah, you'll see your vehicle, like you'll move it because sometimes you'll have too many vehicles like bunched up. Like one place in particular is on the far right. There's a node up there and there's like a hill. So mm-hmm. if you bunch up a lot of vehicles over there and then just try to move them back a little bit so that the scarab won't see them. Like I had one of my rhino tanks just decide to go around the other way, you know, like towards the scarab. Like, buddy, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's so... That was the most frustrating part of this mission. Like, mm-hmm. it's a really cool gameplay mechanic, and I appreciate it, and I like it, and it's so different and great. But when you're trying to get a high score, it's like, ugh!
Yeah, I feel like I was playing on a heroic, and I was trying to get gold. And if, like, I would lose a bunch of armies right away... I would just restart it right away. He's like, nope, it's not going to happen because my combat score is going to be too bad.
Yeah, I hate that they give you rhinos too because they're pretty much useless because they move so slow and you have to like ground them in a position for them to be effective. It's like, where am I putting these guys?
They don't even shoot that far. Like they're artillery units and like, yeah.
I pretty much just sacrificed them right away.
Yeah. All right, let's cover off on the difficulty modifications quick. On easy, all enemy units have 50% less health and 50% inflict 50% less damage. There are less enemies defending the power nodes as well. On heroic, there are shade turrets added to the Covenant forces, and there's actually two right at the top of the map next to the scarab. More attacks occur on your base. On legendary, all enemy units have 25% more health and inflict 25% more damage. Even more attacks on your base. And that's not too much of an issue if you just upgrade those turrets, which we'll all talk about here in a little bit. But David, why don't you take us through your trials and tribulations
of your strategy, mission. Yeah, whatever. You're not winning strategy, just strategy.
Yeah. This is one of the... Hey, I still won.
You did.
Just, you know, silver, whatever. The mission itself is like... This is one of the more iconic missions of the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the one I remembered the most coming into it. Like, I didn't remember, but like, the Arcadia City is pretty iconic and stuff like that as well. But I found this one, like, as soon as it started, I was like, oh, shit. Like, when I loaded up, like, Scarab, oh, yeah, I know exactly what this is.
Yeah.
The map itself, I kind of knew in my head.
They invented the Super Scarab for this mission. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's a Type 29 Scarab, is what mm-hmm. they call it. It's a Super Scarab. But anyway, it's either half built or damaged. I can't remember if it is. What way it is.
Yeah, it wasn't built all the way yet.
Yeah, it's not finished. Okay, but I kind of knew straight away coming in, okay, don't use Marines, don't use troops in this mission. This mission's about vehicles. You got to move quickly. So in my head, I'm like, right, I'm spamming Warthogs. That's mm-hmm. what I did. I built a shit ton of Warthogs, went across the map to the right first, killed all the nodes, thought I was doing pretty damn well, moved my tanks up to the right. If you go to the top right-hand corner, there's a big divot in the ground. It's like a safe area, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I moved my Scorpions and my Rhinos up there and then brought my Warthogs back down.
That little divot spot, side. That's where the black box is, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I put those. Cause
and
in
there's,
my
like,
head,
so much supplies.
Yeah. So in my head, I was, like, using the Warthog turrets to kind of lure the Scorpion to try and shoot. Because mm-hmm. there's a few seconds delay when it'll rotate the opposite way and try and track and then fire. So I kind of used that and brought my tanks out every now and again to shoot at it. And then as the beam slowly moved back towards them, I'd move them again and just use Warthogs to kind of like distract it when I could. Mm-hmm. But obviously that didn't really work. I mean, it was an easy mission because I did that and I was prepared for it. But score-wise, it did not go down well. Probably
so
a lot of
not...
vehicle tracking.
Did you not go and get all the power nodes then? You just got the
power nodes. I did. I got all the power nodes.
Oh, you did.
Got all the power nodes. Yeah. I just, so many vehicles just blowing up because they're stupid.
Yep.
That's just it. I wasn't on top of the micromanagement. I thought I was. Uh-huh. And when I was doing it, I was like, I was breezing through this mission thinking this is excellent. And the mission is like, no, fuck you, David. You're dumb. and that's pretty much it. It's on paper a pretty simple mission. Your base gets attacked a few times, there's no biggie there. Add a few mm-hmm. vehicles and the turrets pretty much did most of the defense. I used the Macon a good bit to take out some locusts. Just essentially to give my Warthogs a bit of a kind of break. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't figure if they were too useful against them.
But, you upgraded your Warthogs though, right? All the way?
I did. Yeah. I did. I invested in my everything in my Warthogs.
How many tanks, you remember, did you have?
four, maybe.
Was it just scorpions or using cobras
too? Using the two rhinos and two scorpions. I think. Does it give you a scorpion at the start? Or did I make
one? Yeah, it gives you one.
I made maybe two scorpions and then had the two rhinos. I didn't lose either of them.
Oh, wow.
So they just kind of, I just kind of moved them forward and back. But now I'm thinking, do the rhinos need to be deployed?
No,
they don't need to be. When you do it though.
But they can be deployed. Okay, I never actually thought about that. Mm-hmm. I just had them move. And then I was thinking, should I have done the cobras or cobras like anti-vehicles? Would they be better against the scorpion than anything else? Is kind of what I was thinking afterwards, but I didn't get a chance to actually play through the mission again. I was going to try and do that. See if I heavily invest in cobras. Mm-hmm. Are they better than maybe scorpions would be? I don't know. That's pretty much the mission for me.
So this was your first try. You took your first score. You didn't play it three times.
Yeah, no, I didn't get a chance to play.
I see. Okay, so you could have improved. You just didn't have time.
I could have.
Yeah. You're just lazy.
Well, I went for broke the first time. I was like, I got this, and then the game was like, no, and I was like, fuck you.
So. Yeah, cobras are helpful. They do a lot more damage.
How did you do it, Colin?
So let's see here. One of the main things is, and I've been playing around just in general with like my build orders. So I've been trying to get more and more efficient on, you know, what to build in the base in order to upgrade everything efficiently. But this mission, it gives you a ton of the supplies, as Krista mentioned. So that's not as important. But it still is important. So, and something that I'm finally trying to perfect, because just playing Halo Wars originally, I was just like, hey, I'll just build this, you know, I'll just kind of get everything done. And if I get 10, I don't care, because I beat the mission. I just want to get to the end of the story. But now focusing on trying to get gold, I feel like I want to, you know, build up my base, you know, get as many supply pads out there. I'm starting to use Krista's tactic, and I think David, you've done this too, where you destroy something after you upgraded all of the vehicles. So I finally did that eventually. Again, that's probably in my heroic mission, or my heroic playthrough, that was a little more important. But you really need, I felt like I needed to upgrade all my turrets. I did, that was one of the first things that I did, to then just take out all of the Covenant attacks, because you don't really need to worry about that. You don't need to keep any vehicles by Alpha Base or your fire base. And they'll just do with that. So I definitely went up to medium and then large turrets, and they just wiped out the Covenant. I didn't have to heal my base or anything like that. I think the way that I did it that actually was most successful. So I did do two ways. I did the Warthog way that you did. I think I did that right away, David, because it felt like that made a ton of sense, because they'd be able to just, you know, they're faster, and the Goshawk is pretty powerful. The Goshawk actually...
Yeah, that was my rationale.
Yeah, the Goss turret actually isn't very powerful when you're attacking the Scarab. It took a long time to finally take that down, and I did a whole bunch of Warthogs, so I probably had, like, I don't know, maybe 10 or more Warthogs on the map. And they were all pounding the Scarab at the very end, and it took forever. And I was like, use my Mac Blast to take bigger chunks out of it, and so that actually didn't work. What ended up being successful for me though is I did an initial wave of Warthogs, and I probably did about, I don't know, three or four. I took my tanks and the Rhinos, and I kind of swung them to both the right and then the left on the outside to get all the power nodes. But the Goshawks do a good job of taking out Locusts and the power nodes themselves. So having a couple of those to start with is good. And then, once you kind of clear out most of the power nodes on the outside, then you want to go onto the inside and get the rest of them. But, Cobras really help too on taking down the Scarab pretty quickly, and you need to deploy them. So use, you know, your power, was it Y, I think, on the controller to like sit them down. And then what I was doing with my Warthogs is I was kind of teasing the sight line of the Scarab, so that I would like kind of planted all of my my army, all my heavy, to the left of the Scarab, and then I would take a Warthog or two and just kind of like go into the line of the Scarab sight line, and then pop back out. I think David, you said you were doing that too.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. It was really clever.
But it
did work. But there was a few times where it still managed to catch my Warthog, mm-hmm. because it stopped. It met like a piece of environment and just like stopped and then thought about how it's going to drive around it and then blew up. So
yeah,
that, Some of that is kind of my fault, but
yeah, I think, and it took, you know, again, I played this more on heroic because I had more than my three tries, but I did all my normal playthroughs first, and then I went to heroic, and I found that doing that little teasing of the scarab focus cannon helped a lot on the higher level, because then you could, you know, plant all of your vehicles to one side, and then, you know, you just kind of send more up as you have more built. And then let's see, what else did I do? I think that was the main thing. Just kind of, yeah, just trying to play a little keep away from the... Oh, the other thing to keep in mind, though, is if you're doing that, if you're going in the line of the focus cannon from the scarab and then popping back out, make sure you're not doing it right in front of where the base is, because yeah, it will finally blow through all of those ruins that are right in front, and then it will take your base out. So you just have to be careful where you're doing it. I think it was a combination of Warthogs and then also Heavy, and not going like all in on one or the other, and then having enough Cobras to take big chunks out of the Scarab at the end. Krista, how about you?
All right. So I said no Warthogs. One, they path really weird, which gets them killed really easy. And two, like at the end when you're just trying to take down the Scarab, their Y ability sucks. You can't use the Y ability. Mm. Like, they just go right up to it and they'll get killed.
Yeah, so, right. They'll just ram it. Yep.
I focused on tanks, so I immediately upgraded the reactor to two reactors. So I had four lightning bolts. Mm-hmm. Upgraded the tank twice. Supply pad, supply pad, supply pad, supply pad. And then armory. Quickly armoried, you just get reinforcements. And then you get the... Is it the adrenaline that makes the units go faster?
Adrenaline makes your marines go faster, but it doesn't make the vehicles go faster. The reinforcements in, what's the other one? Reserves?
Reserves,
yeah.
Yeah, so one of those does builds things faster, though. So, like,
you crank out. Yeah, I got the builds things faster, and then I got the plus 10. Mm-hmm. So I did that. Get rid of the armory when that's done. Another supply pad goes down. Once the tank is fully equipped, get rid of one of the reactors, supply pad goes down, upgrade all those. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, while that's all happening, like, I would upgrade the tank once and then build two or three tanks and then do the second upgrade. So mm-hmm. while everything's kind of churning away at the base, I take the original army and I go straight up the right and get mm-hmm. the first node and then the second node.
So you kind of turtled a little bit to start with, is what you're saying?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
So first node, second node. By then, I usually, I don't remember what I did with the stupid rhinos. I think one of the rhinos I just sat at the base, and another rhino I just put behind a rock and forgot about it.
Yeah, right.
Because they're useless to me. I don't care about them.
They just don't fire. The artillery doesn't fire that far. It's so weird.
No, it's just, you know? It's useless on this mission. You can't use them.
I tried this.
It's a weird unit to give.
I think it's just because of last mission, because you already had them.
Right. That makes sense.
But I go up, I get the first node. The second node's a little harder up on the right side because there's like some locusts around it and stuff. But by that time, I have another tank to come and reinforce the first tank. So I have mm-hmm. two tanks up there. They fight, get that node. At that point, they need healing. I heal them. And by that point, I have two more tanks ready at my base. And then I take those two tanks and go left. And I get mm-hmm. that first node. And then I go up to that top node all the way at the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the tanks on the right are ready to go, they go up and get the node closest to the scorpion on the right side. And then those two tanks just live by the scarab and sit there and just start pummeling the scarab.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll tanks...
But they're if you put it right next to the scarab, they'll eventually get taken out, right?
Yeah, but you just you just keep an eye on where the scarab is, and then you just... There's a wall right there. You just hide them behind the wall and then make them mm-hmm. peek out again. So those scorpions just live there. The other two scorpions on the left take out the rest of the nodes and then live up by the scorpion. And then at that point, I just fill the rest of my resources with just scorpions. So now I have like 10 scorpions, 5 on one side, 5 on the other side. And then they just go back and forth, and I just spam the Y ability and Mac blasts, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to 12? Like, were you right around 12 minutes? Do you remember?
No, I was 9:58.
9 minutes?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's fast.
That's disgusting, Krista. How do you do that?
Because when you upgrade the scorpions all the way, one Y ability takes out these nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it takes one hit on each node, and then you just go to the next one. And if you're spamming the Y ability, you have 10 scorpions, you're spamming the Y ability every chance you get on that scorpion, on the, not the scorpion, the scarab. Mm-hmm. The scarab dies super fast, and you're doing mac rounds and stuff. It's yep. really quick.
And you're building, so you upgraded everything first and then started to crank out scorpions? Is that what I heard?
I did the first upgrade on the scorpion, built two more scorpions. I built three scorpions, so one could reinforce the one on the right, and yeah. then two could go down left. And then I do the other upgrade on the scorpion, and then I just spam the rest of the scorpions that I possibly can yep. that I have the supplies to do so. And every time I get 500 supplies, I go back and upgrade and have yep. another scorpion waiting in the queue. So by the time all the nodes are done, I have an army of scorpions waiting at my base.
So you didn't even worry about upgrading your turrets and protecting your base?
No, I have an army of scorpions sitting there at my base.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Very nice.
That's about it. That works well. Also, like, I do a couple mac blasts at the very beginning, too, just to soften the scorpion.
Oh, yeah. The scarab.
Not scarab. yeah. I can't talk today. I'm sorry. S-words. I know. Stupid.
They're both bugs, right? The scorpion's a bug. Scarab's a bug.
Scarab's a bug, yeah. Sure.
Both kind of bugs.
Bugs.
Very nice.
Bit of bug on bug action.
So that makes sense, because I did a lot of... I wasted my supplies on my field armory upgrades, whereas you didn't really care about that much, because you got through it so fast.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about it is, like, the real key is to have two units going to each side of the map instead of having a huge army. Mm-hmm. Like, two scorpions can kill anything on the map, really, except for the scarab.
Yeah.
So, two scorpions on each side to clear out those sides of the maps, and then once one's done with the one side, they just go straight to the scarab and start pummeling it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that strategy, I think splitting them up will work on heroic, but there's more resistance along the way and a few more locusts. So you
might just need three scorpions.
Yeah, you might just have to have a little bit more. And then I did feel the Covenant coming to attack on heroic quite a bit more, Covenant attack the base. So I think I probably wasted my supplies upgrading my turrets on normal, but they were well spent on the higher level.
Oh, yeah, definitely on heroic.
Yeah. Very
It's not a problem on normal, really.
No.
I might have upgraded one of the turrets to, like, anti-vehicle, but that's about all I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been going railgun for all the anti-vehicle stuff. It works pretty well. Pretty much melts the locusts that come around, especially with their large turrets. I love the visuals, too, when you see the turret. Like, you see your first turret, and it's there, and you think it looks fine, but then when you get to large turrets and then do the upgrades...
They're, like, huge, yeah.
They're just beasts. It's great.
This game just looks super badass. Oh, it's really badass.
Yeah
I haven't got large.
Let's see. What else did I miss? Oh, the skull is on the... So when you kill the 10 locusts, the skull is on the left. Kind of
by that
the,
far node.
Yep. Yeah, by that far node. There was two locusts by that node for me. There was one in front and one in back.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I think, I forget which playthrough it was, but at one point I just used Mac Blast to take it out. to take out the power node and the locust, because they were so tightly bunched right there, the locusts were taking a chunk out of my army, so I was like, F you, Mac Blast.
The thing about, I don't know what you were using, but the thing about the locusts is they don't do that much damage to at least scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I focused on was getting rid of the hunters, and then the locusts just kind of fell afterwards. Yeah. The hunters will kill your shit. They're bad. Yeah.
The locusts, I feel like the locusts are... Like, you hear the sound, the high-pitched sound, and then you see the little, you know, ray.
It looks scary. Yeah, yeah, it looks scary. Oh, my God!
And they take out warthogs pretty quickly, but your heavier vehicles do take a little bit of time. Cool. Anything else to add before we do the black? Oh, no, do some trivia.
Trivia.
Yeah.
There's not really a whole lot in this mission. There is a glitch, apparently, which causes your Mac Blast unable to recharge, but apparently you gain an extra shot afterwards. I don't really know.
That happened to me, actually.
Did it?
I noticed that my Mac Blasts seemed to be recharging really fast, because I could do, like, one after the other, and then it would take, like, forever to recharge.
Oh, cool.
So I'd be able to get, like, two in a row, and then it would take, you know, like, 2 or 3 minutes for it to fully recharge again. Probably not that long. I'm probably over exaggerating.
Mm-hmm. They do take a long time to charge. Normally.
Yeah. Other than that, apparently in the beginning of the level, the announcer mentions Firebase Ready as if the creation of a new Firebase, but your base is already built and it's a fortress. So that's just a little kind of thing. There you go. That's
yeah, it's all built up. It's pretty nice to see that thing.
It's like, really all right, nice.
Let's go. I would imagine if you're struggling with Halo Wars in general, I would imagine that the Scarab can just fry through those temples, the ruins right in front of it. But I feel like that would take a long time. You know, you got to be really dilly dallying for that to be a problem. Cool. What's that black box have to say?
All right. February 9th, 2531. After engaging Covenant forces on the surface of Harvest, the UNSC vessel Spirit of Fire arrives at Arcadia, only to find that the Covenant are already there and attacking the colony. Mm-hmm. Spirit's ground forces assist the evacuation and help to fight the Covenant to a standstill on the surface of the planet. We kind of already did that. We know that.
That's a weird. We were there. Black box. Okay.
Gee, thanks, Black Box.
Boo, BB, boo. Yeah,
all right, let's do some community then. What do we got, David?
Community stuffs from Mr. Colin Perkins, the admin, February 17th at 5:13 p.m., who convinced Hurgok to sabotage a Covenant Scarab and make modifications to its focus cannon. What is a fire now? Question of mission debrief, Halo Wars Scarab mission.
Before we keep going, did you guys put on the Wovwu skull?
Oh, no, I didn't. Was it funny on this?
I think it's for this, but I didn't really notice it. Sometimes I forget to put the skulls on, but it says it's supposed to, like, beam, like, love. Or the beam must be pink. It must have hearts or something like that pop out. But I didn't really notice it. Yeah, I didn't really notice it when I was playing. So, anyway, continue.
I shall. Chris says, freebie podcast of all t-shirts. Never free t-shirts.
It's a t-shirt shooter. I love it.
Krista gives an untitled goose picture.
He's holding a knife. Yeah.
Holding a knife.
It shoots untitled gooses holding knives.
Thanks, Krista. Matthew says a solid stream of Randy Orton's delivering consecutive RKOs out of nowhere.
So That's good. A little wrestling.
Wrestling thing. Some nobody named Trent. Trent and Hunter. Says George's cold, lifeless body. Hot day.
Oh boy. That's it. Just one.
It would crush enemies, I guess.
Plops it out.
Lucas says Legos because ain't nobody going to walk across that death trap. Flood infection forms, says James. That would be insane. Patrick says bacon. Lance says mini scarabs. Manny says what the Covenant has an abundance of suicidal grunts.
That'd be good.
Jared says coffee. Alan says bees or dogs that shoot bees from their mouths. That might be a quote from something. Dave says scabies.
Jeez. Oh god.
Brad says Krista's dark secrets and inner thoughts. Oh damn,
that's dangerous.
You don't want it. You think you want that, but you do not.
That'll just break your Xbox. Just brick it. Oh, it's a bee's jar. Okay. It's obviously from something. What's that bee's jar? Juan Francisco says mini scarabs. So there you go.
Nice.
And we also have... Oh, I'm not reading that one. Then we have... Timothy says Numa Numa Sentinel Beam, like from Halo Frequency. Interesting. That's obviously a match.
Yeah, there's a video. I watched that. All right, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Storm says Skittles taste the rainbow. I like that one. That's pretty good. Brad says probably what a Halo ring would fire to just end the game. And finally, Dost Lara says chicken paprikash. There you go.
Yum. Delicious.
Some
rando answers in there.
We had a wide array of like good things that could help us and also bad things that would not help us.
It would not help nobody.
I like the coffee one.
Coffee sounds good.
Stream of coffee.
Can it be iced coffee? I love iced coffee.
Otherwise it'd burn your face.
Yeah, that would be too hot.
Mm-hmm. Chris, what's Discord have to say?
All right, we're going to the rated R section of the answers.
But of course.
Blue Calyx says, just a stream of spaghetti worms. Very nice. Tame. Rye says dildos. Very nice.
There we go.
That'll make someone happy. I wonder which kind. Maybe it's just a variety of dildos. Yeah.
What brand?
Yeah. It's those dragons. The dragon dildos. Yep. It's the fucking huge ones.
Of course there's one called dragon. Jesus.
DeZuto says high quality H2O, not that Gatorade shit. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Better not have any salt content either. Why would water have salt in it? Stop it. Stop putting salt in your water. Min Max says jizz. Delicious. Yeah. Wonderful. I mean, what did you expect? Dizzy Bumper says, I would ask the engineers to reverse the flow of the gun so it would be a giant vacuum cleaner of doom. Yes. Like it. I need one of those for my house.
Like Luigi's Mansion style?
Yeah. Suck up ghosts. Rye also says the gravity gun from Half-Life, but does it have the effect of the gravity gun from Half-Life, or is it shooting gravity guns from Half-Life?
I'm confused.
Interesting choices.
Yeah. What about the portal gun? That would be cooler. Ooh, whatever.
Yeah.
Snark says sound waves, literally just extremely loud sound waves focused on episodes of Podcast Evolved that I host. Channeled directly into enemies to make them go splat. Very nice. My voice has that effect. It really does. Barlett King, says it no longer shoots, it just sucks stuff up and then chomps them. So just an adorable little mouth, just chomps things. Physical Sky says I would have it shoot a ton of confetti blasts and yell, yay!
That's good.
Oh, like the Grunk birthday? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow of Oni says the cannon now fires Taco Bell fries directly into my mouth. I may or may not be hungry right now. Those Taco Bell fries are good, though.
Are they? I need to try them.
They're pretty good. They come with nacho cheese sauce, too. It's pretty good. I like Taco Bell, though.
I'm at Taco Bell once every other week, so I need to give it a go.
Yeah, me too. Those beefy five-layer burritos, extra cheese, extra sour cream, delicious. Get them grilled.
They took away my grilled stuff burrito. I was kind of disappointed with that.
You can ask to have stuff grilled.
What?
Yes, you ask to have it. Look, get the Taco Bell app. Download the Taco Bell app. You can customize your shit as much as you want. When you hit the order button, it makes the Taco Bell ding sound, and then you just go to Taco Bell, pick up your shit, and leave. You don't have to talk to anyone. It's great. These
pro tips. I gave you a pro tip, and now you just gave me a pro tip. I love it.
I know. It's a very mutually beneficial experience. Physical Sky says a reactor core full of Baja Blast. Delicious. Yeah. Gotta love the Baja Bell. Blast.
Let's
get some Taco Bell after this, guys.
Get that J out of there, Krista.
Wolf says, I fire the beam into my frozen beans because I'm hella hungry. He wants to heat up his beans.
Understandable.
Matt says, portals. Big-ass portals.
There you go.
Hector Elite says, I would make it fire rainbows and Mountain Dew because it's Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. I do like Mountain Dew. Jedi Spartan 38 says, scarab-sized ammo for the answer.
Oh, wow.
Do you want an apocalypse? Because that's how you get an apocalypse.
Yep.
And that's what I got. That's Very what I nice. Got, guys. I'm hungry now. Thanks. Thanks, Discord. I'm going to get some Taco Bell.
There was a couple of guns from different video games. Have you played Prey? The most recent Prey? The glue?
No, I haven't played.
I have it on my Xbox. It's sitting there waiting for me, but I've been hatching shiny Pokemon. That's all I've been doing with my life.
I would recommend Prey. It's a little creepy. It's a good kind of environmental puzzle game, but it has a glue gun, which is amazing.
I want a glue gun. Yeah, I have a hot glue gun, actually.
But it's called
a demo of it. It's pretty cool.
It's spelled G-L-O-O in the game. But it's like it shoots out, like you can like build, you can like climb up on stuff. So you use your glue gun and it like freeze the I don't know, what are they called, like apparitions or whatever the enemies are.
Mimics.
Yeah. So it'll freeze them in place, but then you can also like build stuff to get up to different areas. It's a great gun. Fantastic.
Sounds badass.
Fantastic.
Cool. I think that'll do it for our debriefing of the Scarab mission from Halo Wars. On the next episode, we'll be covering Anders' Signal. Send us your thoughts at podcastevolved@gmail.com or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. You can also support the show by visiting Podcast Evolved on Patreon. Until next time, evolved.
Evolved.
Evolved.